day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Inc.
Did you know that Oklahomans have a chance to help our local wine and craft brewing industry, all while making shopping more convenient? Oklahoma State Question 792 would allow local wineries to ship out of state. Grocery and convenience stores would be able to sell wine and refrigerated beer. And liquor stores could offer refrigerated wine and beer along with non-alcohol items like ice, mixers, or corkscrews.
Please come again.
Not only will this create more jobs, but it will also help keep revenue right here at home. Oklahomans won't have to go out of state to enjoy the convenience of one-stop shopping. And our local wineries and craft breweries can flourish, making life a little more convenient, helping local businesses thrive, and helping Oklahoma's economy grow. That's a win-win-win for Oklahoma. Let's boost Oklahoma's economy. Vote yes on 792. We're last on the ballot, so keep voting until you see 792.
Will triple-digit gains continue to hold in feeder cattle and lean hog futures as traders remain focused on the follow-through buyer support and commercial buying interest stepping back into the market through this last week of October? Buyer support remains light with gains moving away from session highs based on light volume and lack of fresh market news developing in the complex. Corn prices were higher today in light trade, December corn futures about 1 cent higher per bushel. Stock markets are lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 38 points lower, NASDAQ down 25 points. Buyer support faded by midday in live cattle trade, with October live cattle futures holding single-digit gains, although the rest of the complex continued to sustain moderate support. Firm gains quickly redeveloped early today, although the support slowly eroded due to the lack of volume in the market. Triple-digit gains continued to hold in most nearby feeder cattle contracts. October futures shifted lower in light pressure due to contracts expiring Thursday. The ability to draw additional support back into the market and commercial support aggressively moving into the complex continued to not only spark additional interest in the ability to the feeder cattle market, but it will help to sustain buyer activity in the live cattle market through the near future. Grain futures were mixed today after a choppy overnight session masked volatility in the cash market Monday. While many contracts held to inside days, barge freight spiked higher again, adding more than a dime to the cost of moving corn down the river system to the Gulf. Corn prices tried to move higher, trading in a 2 cent range during a quiet overnight session, while the sluggish pace of harvest in some areas kept commercial hedging from overwhelming the market. Demand concerns surfaced too. Soybeans gave back some of yesterday's rally after November futures were unable to move back to $10 yesterday. Wheat prices were narrowly mixed today as futures tried to regroup after Monday's deep break. Slowing exports weighed down on the market yesterday, with the U.S. winter wheat crop off to a promising start. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.